107.3 WAAF live at the Wachovia Center. A little Godsmack acoustically. They're going to be playing tomorrow night for us over at Lucky Strike Lands. It's the acoustic gutter ball brought to us by Budweiser True Music. Congratulations to Sloppy Wet WAAF Tongue Kiss to Dan Ty of Nashua, the latest qualifier in the Ultimate Man Town. What the hell are you looking at me like that for?
I'm just impressed that you can talk that fast and... you know, just whatever you say, your notes there and your whole thing, man.
You can be honest. Just tell me, you've never seen a head that large.
Size matters.
Well, it's got to fit that Yankees cap he's got on.
Oh,
no,
he
did it.
Oh, no, you did not.
That was too easy. Dude, okay, you guys were so easy.
You know what, dude? Your personal security is way out of earshot. I could totally run right now.
You guys should be psyched that I even know anything about sports, okay?
Well, come on. You're a tennis boy.
I follow it. Me and my dad were standing and looking at, watching the ninth inning last night when we came on stage or backstage. It was good.
Yeah. The voice you're hearing is Lars Ulrich from Metallica, by the way. You can send all hate mail to Lars at iClown.
It's the box that's already full.
Thanks for taking time out, man. Yeah,
thank you for having me. I'm in a really silly mood today. You ever have one of those days where you just never quite wake up?
You guys are all like that today, though.
Yeah, but I've been up since noon, and I'm still not awake.
Up since noon.
Yeah.
Oh, times is hard, Lars. Times is hard.
Dude, I got my
40
kids.
Acres and a mule, Lars.
Yeah, I got my kids out here with me, man. I put my kids to sleep last night after the show, and then I slept 8 hours. And at least they're on rock and roll time, which is good.
Yeah. Well, you're bringing them up right.
Well, I'm trying to.
So we were talking about all of the things that I've been talking to everybody in the band today. Thank you guys for taking time out for WAAF. Sunday and Monday, the 24th and 25th, sold out at the Fleet Center on the 24th. Tickets available on the 25th. Free tickets coming from WAAF if you keep listening. We're talking to James about what it's like to be sort of a media mogul. You guys are in that point where you've got everything covered now. Books, television, movies, DVD going to be coming out again. We talked to Toby, your web guy. You got a SpongeBob Metallica T-shirt. God, are you Kiss?
Shoot me. Okay. If we ever turn into Kiss, you have permission to shoot me.
We have this on tape.
And that's no disrespect, by the way, to Kiss, who were a big part of my life when I was growing up.
And huge merchandising geniuses.
Right. No, but you know what? It just seems like it's all just kind of aligning that way. You know, this movie thing was never really... There was never really a part of a big time. It was just like these guys, our friends, Joe and Bruce, were around with their camera crew for a couple of years, and they were certain that they had a movie in there, and we were doubting them every step of the way, and it turned out that they were right, and then it sort of came out. Now the DVD, you got to put a DVD out of it sooner or later, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'm hearing what you're saying, and I actually agree with you. It's time, it's been a...
Oh, no, I'm not saying
anything
at all.
I'm feeling that a little bit. It's kind of like, we actually, to be told, I'm not making this up, we had a... about two other projects that we were talking about throwing out there. I mean, we sat around a couple of weeks ago, you and went, enough. It's time for us to play our last 4 weeks of shows and go.
Be icing on that cake, or?
Pretty close, yeah.
James in a golf
pretty
shirt.
Close, yeah.
James
pretty
in the gator shirt there.
Did you notice, when
picture,
did
man.
You notice when Kurt was giving her the lesson how far out of frame I was trying to get?
She's still cute.
You know what, Jane Pauley, seriously, hats off. If you're going to do that kind of daytime thing, Jane Pauley at least has a little edge to her.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I think that's the only time Jane Pauley and edge have been used in the same phrase.
But the point being somewhere a few minutes ago was, we got 4 weeks of shows left, and it's time for us to go home and kind of chill the beep out and kind of just be low profile and kind of just not turn into Kiss, as you were saying.
So I'm just saying, man. It's like you guys have got control of everything now. I don't want to do this because I didn't get a chance to ask you if there were things that you don't want to talk about before we went on.
Baseball.
And hey, you brought it up, bro. Here's my question. Mistress Carrie, our midday girl, had a talk.
Mistress Carrie, our midday girl?
No, Mistress Carrie.
Mistress Carrie.
Mistress Carrie.
Mistress Carrie.
Mistress Carrie.
We were talking about radio names earlier.
We were talking about you. Have you realized that everybody that you've talked to has a cheesy radio name here today? Yeah. You've got, what is it, Zitz over there.
Zitz? And, Fatty?
Yeah, Fatty with Fatty. The
PH. And of course, I don't know anything about popular culture, so I'm going, is that about being overweight?
You got right. Obviously, we walked in and met him. We're like, dude, no, we're Fatty, dude. What's up, man?
And everybody,
Mistress Carrie.
Mr. Scary. I'd like to say Lars brought that up. Mistress Carrie,
not only dumb but also deaf.
Talked to Dave about 2 weeks ago. Mustaine. And even
Dave Mustaine. I remember him. He was in our band for 11 months. I remember him. Yeah, yeah. 23 years ago. Is it him you're referring to?
Well, you know, he was brought up in the movie has been quoted. And Dave's an angry guy, man.
This is how we always know when there's a new Megadeth coming out. A new Megadeth album coming out is when all of a sudden there's all these interviews with Dave Mustaine talking a lot of crap about us. Oh, there must be a new Megadeth album coming out.
It's Lars is onto something.
Oh, yeah, you can set your clock to it about every 3 years. All of a sudden, you know, there's all these. So about Dave this and about Dave. Oh, there must be a new Megadeth album coming out this week.
All right, subject discussed, and we will now move on.
But it's funny. No, it is funny.
I mean, because after the movie thing, you guys actually reached out and tried to make amends, yes. and then he's not happy with the way it came out, or he asked you not to use it, or some friggin' thing, and it's. Why? What is up? When is this going to be let go?
I think he still thinks that it's like we're all 25 years old and we have to put on these fake macho crap images about, you know, how tough we are or whatever. I mean, that's kind of what we're comfortably getting past as we advance into the next stage of our lives, or the last stage of our lives here. And, and you know, it's just we were sitting around. But the reason I started out by saying what I said was we were sitting around the other day actually talking about all the crap he's saying and how we always try to take the higher road. Not always successfully, but we always try to.
Sometimes you got to punch back, Lars.
Well, just it dawned upon us that he was in our band. Listen, this is true. Okay, yeah. He was in our band for 11 months. Okay, from March of 1982 to like early March, so almost 12 months, just under a year. He was in our band under a year before
everything.
Okay? Before our first record came out. Mm-hmm. I imagine.
But was he in longer than Lloyd?
Huh?
Was he in the band longer than Lloyd?
Yeah, he was in the band a little longer than Lloyd. And he has that one thing that he played played on the first Metal Massacre, the little song we had on the couple. Okay. But he never actually played on a Metallica record. Now let's think Aerosmith, your hometown boys. Yeah. Let's say the guitar player before Joe Perry.
Maybe Rick Dufay and Jimmy Crespo, the guys that were on that record.
Right, nobody sits there and like gives these guys like the time of day. It's like it's so funny that Mustaine is like riding the coattails. He was in Metallica 23 years ago for less than a year. It's just so mind-boggling that it can still like be the center of what he's talking about. It's like Metallica.
But don't you validate that by including him in the documentary?
Well, that was because we were trying to, because of all the crap that had gone on through all the years of all this, we were trying, as we were getting to a point in our lives where we needed to kind of reach out and kind of settle some issues and get rid of some resentments from the past. It was reaching out and saying, listen, it's been 20 years of all this kind of energy. Can't we end it?
Yeah.
Can't we? Aren't we all at
apparently
point
not.
Now, at a point in our lives where we all like can rise above this and kind of get on with our lives, and so whatever. It is what it is, but it's just kind of funny because it was 23 years ago he was in our band. That's a long time.
Dude, 23 years, and you guys are still around. How cool is that?
Dude, I must be old.
No. I didn't say it.
No, I did. I like to say it. Because the more I hear myself say it, the more comfortable I am with it.
Well, you were just talking about you had your kids, you put your kids to bed. You and James are now, you know, soccer dads. You become you guys have been, look at you.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
What's up with the beard, Lars? This is
it's not a beard. I just haven't shaved for a month.
it's a beard.
It's a beard. Okay, all right, you know what? I can accept that. It's a beard. But to me, a beard is like when you kind of start trimming it and start spending time on it. If I would like to color all these gray hairs down here, if I were to color them brown or black, then it would be like a beard. But it's
you might be the only homeless guy in Marin County.
Speaking of Marin County, actually, you know.
They tell you to shave your beard or you have to move?
No. I was in a relationship with this lady for a long time, and she always insisted on me shaving, and as you may or may not have heard, and it's also irrelevant, we kind of broke up earlier this year, so now I'm free.
Oh, so Lars the rebel.
This is how I celebrate freedom, is by not shaving.
When you get to the not showering part, then you're officially a lesbian.
And the mullet.
Yeah, you need the mullet, too.
I need the James Hetfield mullet from 1994. Awesome, oh God, I haven't had this much fun all day. This is officially the most fun table in this room.
Oh, thank you very much. That's nice of you to say.
No, I mean that.
Oh, great, man.
See, that just goes back to the theory that fat guys really are funny.
People funny.
Now, can I ask you a question? There's jolly. Nobody really like listening to this, is there?
Yeah, no, there's people listening.
Nah, nobody.
No, nobody's
it's just
listening.
The city of Boston. They're all
thanks,
driving.
Lars, right
no, no,
Lars,
no, but no, you
Lars,
know.
First,
no.
Lars gives us the biggest compliment we can get. Then he kicks us in the nuts.
No, no, I mean, like, there's nobody. I mean, everybody's tuned out by now, going like, no. What is all this crap?
Couple
these
hours.
Guys are talking about?
Couple hours.
Everybody, what time's the game on? 7:30.
8:19. Right about the time you hit the stage.
Yeah.
Well, I have to give you guys some updates or something. Yeah, let me ask a question.
What?
When your boys make it through to the World Series, does that mean is there going to be a conflict with the shows?
Yes.
Game two is Sunday night. But that show's sold out. So don't worry
you're
about
sold
it.
Out that night. Monday night is the day off.
You already got the check for that one.
So that's actually not what I was thinking. I was more thinking about whether we should have some screens or something.
That would be pretty badass.
Sunday night is going to be game two.
Aerosmith has done that in the past. When, when they're playing on New Year's and the Bruins are playing on New Year's Eve or something. Like they've actually had the screen in the background, and they just sort of flip over the Bruins game for a while.
We could do. We played in. Where were we? We were in one of those former Eastern European communist countries. We were in Czech Republic.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Funny guy. Good thing I'm in a good mood. We were in. We were in the Czech Republic.
He keeps clenching that microphone harder and harder.
Okay. No, we were in the Czech Republic in the summer when the World Cup was on. That would be a.
That's
soccer to
reference.
You guys, yeah. We
two
were,
people got that reference, Lars.
Yeah, the two people still left.
Yeah.
And
oh, right in the night.
And
the ref steps in to see if he's okay.
Wow. And we ended up playing the show in Prague on right when they were playing the semifinals of the World Cup. So you know what we did? We moved our showtime forward 3 hours so they could all get home.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And see the. And see the football because this really is football soccer. This is like kind of thing where the whole country, I'm sure, which will be like in Boston on Sunday and Monday, where there will be no cars on the street, there will be nobody walking.
We can't have cars on the street because the kids from Northeastern tipped them over.
Tip them over.
All the college kids flip over the cars.
That's a good part. Is we're in Philadelphia, and when you get back to your hotel room, by the time you get back there, the game should be over. The Red Sox should have already kicked ass. And if you look out your window to the east, you'll be able to see the city of New York in flames.
Yeah, right. That's actually where I'm going tonight. So I hope they have doused them out by the time I get back there. But anyway, we'll do what we can on Sunday.
Yeah.
To
assuming things work out the way we want
sure
them to.
Will, yeah. I'm sure. Awesome. Hey, you got over the first hump. The first hump was just getting back from 0-3. Now it's a cakewalk, isn't it?
Yeah, you would think.
We hope.
We're looking
around here somewhere. We're knocking on it.
All right. Well, you know what? We've got it unanimous now. All four guys in Metallica are giving love to the Red Sox.
Oh, absolutely.
So
we know Godsmack's on
board. Yeah, Godsmack's on board. They're our home guys, so. It's all good. Lars, thanks for taking time out.
Yeah, this was fun.
They told us you got to run and talk to a couple of the radio stations. So.
Was our guy
standing it's Warren. It's, Warren. It's your boy.
Our boy? He's like, I thought I was his boy.
No, he's your boy. Who signs the checks in this mother?
Sometimes I'm a little too bossy, but you know what? You know, he gets me back.
But this is the most fun table today. I want to stay here.
It has been good. There's been like this blockage here. We can't seem to get band members to move on to the next.
That might have just been the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, we stole. Well, we didn't steal it. James had his Philly cheesesteak here in front of us. He had two of them. He finished the first one.
Yeah, the other one was mine.
And was it really? It's gone.
It's given by the
cheesesteak on a table with two fat guys.
Hey, thanks for the cheesesteak, Lars. There you go. There's what's left of it.
Oh man,
we're like a nibble on the plate.
We were sitting here thinking, well, we could sell it. We could put it up on eBay, or we could be fat guys.
Because I've never been to Philly before, and an official Philly cheesesteak was pretty bad.
Were you guys here for the show last night?
No, we got here this morning.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
But we will
night.
Be here
we'll
for the show tonight.
All right, then.
We need updates on the stage,
we need to know what's going on. You know, you guys should be done right around the eighth inning or so. It'll be good.
Yeah, we were actually good. Last night. I saw eighth and ninth inning in the dressing room.
That was some great baseball.
That was good.
That's awesome.
Well, listen, good luck.
Thanks, Lars.
And it's good talking to you. This was for fun. And obviously,
coming by, man.
The disclaimers, don't take anything I say seriously.
No, we never do, especially the compliments.
Well, yeah.
Because we know as soon as you leave, the knife's going to hit us in the back. No, it's all good, Lars.
It's all good, man.
Thanks, man.
Awesome,
thanks for taking time out.
All right,
Metallica.
Cool. Good seeing you guys.
Good seeing you, Lars.
See you Sunday.
All right, excellent. Sunday night, the 24th,
sold
out. I don't
want to go, but I'm going to stay here. Bring the other. Who's the other? Who are the other guys?
Have other stations come on the air with us? It'll be a syndicated broadcast.
New Orleans, move over to Boston.
Well, they're almost the same.
Bring them over.
Their most famous chef is from Boston.
See you guys.
Thanks, Lars. Sunday night, Metallica sold out at the Fleet Center. Monday, get some tickets here at 107.3 WAF as Lars Ulrich makes his way down to New Orleans for a less enjoyable interview. And 617-931-1AAF. You got your request music for Road Rage. We'll get some Road Rage on for you. Right now, it's a little Metallica. If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF.
Jambalaya, Lars.